My name is Tara, and you're listening to You Should Write a Book, the podcast. If this really was a book, this would be in the chapter called A Funny Thing Happened, and this section would be called The Wedding. I've presided at hundreds of weddings. Well, at least 100 weddings. All of those beautiful brides and handsome husbands standing before me on one of the most important days of their lives, eyes full of hope. I always insisted on a rehearsal and had them walk through the service. Muscle memory is everything. Rehearsals were more like herding cats than dealing with actual people. I'd tell them that on that night I was their drill instructor and that they'd love me again on the day of the wedding. I got pretty good at it over the years and was honored when an attendee or a friend of the newlywed couple would ask me to preside at their own wedding. But there was that one time. Join me, won't you? A colleague of mine called to ask if I would take a wedding for him at his church because he'd managed to double book himself. Turned out okay because I had met the couple during the marriage preparation course I led, so I already knew them a bit. The rehearsal went fine, and it seemed that everyone knew their roles and where to be and when. But on the day of the wedding, it was hot. It was sweltering hot in the city with temperatures going well above 34 degrees Celsius. And the service was booked for 2 p.m., the hottest part of the day. The couple had each sent me a copy of their own personal vows that they wanted to be included in the service. And that was in my hand as I shuffled down the street to the church, carrying my alb, my stole, my prayer book, and my purse. And I was already soaking wet. My clergy shirt was stuck to me and the plastic collar felt like a noose. I made my way to the rector's office located off to one side of the altar area and almost cried when I found out that none of the windows would open. The lovely church people who were present managed to find me the smallest of fans, and that would have to do. Right on schedule, the groom and his groomsmen appeared. I used to joke that one of my favorite parts of the wedding was that I got to hang out with all of the boys before the service. They all looked very dapper in their three-piece suits, but it wasn't long before they'd all stripped down to their shirts. I was mopping my brow with a holy piece of linen and discreetly went looking for something with more absorbency. It was then that I realized I no longer had the couple's vows that I'd printed out. I tried not to panic as I nonchalantly walked out of the church, retracing my steps back towards my car, and found them there on the sidewalk, clearly marked with a shoe print. Crisis averted. The organist was playing softly as the guests streamed in to find their seats. All we needed now was the bride. So we waited and waited. At 10 minutes past 2, the organist had run out of songs to play, so he simply stopped. And the groom, well, for as much as he was being reassured that the bride and her bridal party were just running late, he began to worry just a bit. Finally, at 25 minutes past the hour, the limousine arrived. I quickly ran down the aisle to meet the bride and to say some last-minute reassuring words, and noted that the bridesmaids, who were all lovely, were wearing silk shifts with spaghetti straps, and that the fabric was stuck tight to their bodies, because, oh my God, it was hot. The service began with all of the requisite oohs and ahs as the bride walked up the aisle. I stood at the front, softly reminding the groom to breathe. At this point in the story, I can hear you saying, "Okay, Tara, so you did a wedding on a hot day. So what?" Well, it was all downhill from there. The service went along as it should. In my prayer book, I had written their names in pencil so I wouldn't forget them. His last name was difficult to pronounce, so I had written it out phonetically. It is tradition, for some archaic reason, to always mention the groom's name first, so throughout the service I was saying Eric and Eva. In my head, it started to sound like I was saying Erica and Eva, and the church wasn't quite there yet. By the time it came to the end of the service, I was obsessed with enunciating very clearly. At the final pronouncement, the one where I introduced the newly married couple to the congregation, I said with great confidence, "It is my honor to introduce you to Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Evil." Gasp, wide eyes. "I can't believe I just said that," as I doubled over with laughter. Thankfully, so did everyone else. Fast forward 10 years, I was speaking on the steps of City Hall in an interfaith gathering on a very cold winter's evening. As I left the stage, I heard from the crowd, "Reverend Livingston, Reverend Livingston." And I saw a young woman pushing a baby buggy with two toddlers beside her. And she said, "It's Eva." And I said, "I'm so sorry." She laughed. She told me that everyone still talks about their wedding as one of the best they'd ever been to. And then she told me how her day got even worse. Apparently, when she was making her big entrance into the reception, someone stepped on the train of her dress and she fell flat on her face. Then, while they were eating their meal, someone noticed that the top two layers of the wedding cake were leaning off to one side, and they watched as they eventually melted right off. It's a good thing that Eric and Eva have a great sense of humor. And the moral of the story is, be careful when booking a wedding for mid-afternoon in the heat of the summer. Spring weddings are lovely. Thanks for listening. Bye.